It is said that he is the son of Guru Dronacharya. It is the Dronacharya himself is standing in form of Ashwatthama. And he said, Muchyatam, Muchyatam, Esa Brahmano, Nitaram Guru. Release him, release him. He is Brahman, he is Guru. Marodhitasi Janani Gautami Pati Devata. His mother must be crying because Dronacharya is already dead. And if he is also killed, I know her pain because I am suffering. Some of the brothers accepted the argument given by Draupadi. Don't kill. Who were there? Nakul, Sahadeva, Yuyudhana. Yuyudhana means Yudhishthir. Dhananjay, Arjun. They accepted. Bhagavan Devaki putra cha anya cha yasa ghoshita yosita. They all agreed to her proposal. But tatra hamarsito bhimas tasya sriyan badhasmita. But the bhim said no. At that time, Lord has to become Chaturbhuj with four bhuja, Bhim on one side and Draupadi on the other side. Ashwatthama is standing there. Then Sri Krishna said, Brahma Bandhur Hantabhya. I have said, Brahma Bandhur Na Hantabhya. Brahman is not to be killed. That also I have said. Atatai Badharna. But the Atatai, the terrorist, is to be killed. So Brahman is not to be killed. A terrorist is to be killed. Mai eva ubhayam abnatam. I have said both. Paripayan unsasanam. O Arjun, follow my order. Whatever I said, you follow. Brahman is not to be killed. And Ashwatthama is Brahman. And he is Atatai, and Atatai is to be killed. Karo, kuch karo. And what did Arjun did? Mani jaharam murdhanna dvijasya sa murdhajam. He took out his money and saved his head. That is the death of Brahman. Then after that in the 8th chapter, athate samparitanam swan udgam ichitam datum sakrishnam gangayam puruskritasa yayusriya. Then after they all went to Ganges to give tarpan, udakam, the water to the departed souls. There, after giving all this, who were present there? Tatra asin kurupatim. Yudhishthir was there, Dhritarashtra was there, Sahanujam with his brother, Gandhari, Putra Sokarta, Pritham, Krishnam, Kunti was there and Draupadi was there. Then Krishna, Lord Krishna said, Bhute Sukalasya Gatim Darshan Apritikriyam. This is because of the time. Everybody is bound by time. Any person who is born, he is bound by time. Within a particular time, he has to leave this one. And nobody is exception to this. Nobody. Even if the Lord takes a form, then he also has to leave that form. Because that is the law of the nature. When all this thing was being said, Yudhishthir was made Raja, Yudhishthir performed the Yajna, Aswamedha Yajna, and now Lord wanted to leave Hastinapur and go to Dwarka. At that time, Gantum Kritam Mati Brahman Dwarakam Ratamasita Upalebam Adiv Abhidhavanti Uttaram Bhaya Vivalam. When he was just about to board his rath, at that time Uttara came running from the other side. Pahi Pahi Mahayogin Deva Deva Jagatpate Nanyam Tat Bhayam Pasye Yatra Mirtu Parasparam. Pahi Pahi, oh protect me, protect me. Uttara didn't come to the Pandavas. They were all there. Uttara came to Lord Krishna. So whenever there is any sorrow, where you should go and surrender? To the Lord. Pahi Pahi. Mahayogin Deva Deva Jagatpate. You are Jagdishwar. you are Mahayogi, you are devatas of all devatas. Na anyam tad abhayam pasye, nobody can, other can give me abhay, fearlessness. Yatra mittu paraspar, and they are all fighting with each other. Only you can give me that abhay. Abhidravati mamisa sarastaptaya so abhivo kamam dhautum manatha mame garbo nipatyatam. Abhidravati, a lot fast approaching, is sara, is this arrow. How is that? Is tapta pindavat, is the burning like a fire. Vibho kam dhautum manatha, I don't mind if it burns me, but I have concern about the my garbha, and I want that this garbha should stand. Why? Because the Pandav Vansadhar is only a, one Vansadhar is there, and I want it to be there. Then after that, Lord protected. Antastha Sarabhutanam Yogeshwaro Hari Swamaya Abrunato Garbham Vairatya Kuruntattoye. Then Lord went inside the garbha. You see, it is Mahatma said that the, while Devaki was pregnant at that time, nobody was there to protect. You know, she was jailed and everything. Lord never came to protect her. But for this child, Lord entered into the womb and protected. How protected? So it is said that the Brahmastra was released by Aswatthama. And that Brahmastra was powerful, but the Lord's power was much more than that. That is why he could protect. And it is said he was there up to the time of delivery. Lord protected continuously. And Parikshit saw that some angustha matram, only this much, in the womb, somebody is protecting
with
a Sudarshan chakra and the crown, glittering crown, everything. It was there. Then when the womb was protected, then Kunti is now doing the stuti of Lord. Arjun prayed when he faced sorrow. Kunti is praying when there is no sorrow. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namah Nama Pankanjanabhaya Nama Pankajamaline Nama Pankajanetraya Namaste Pankanjangrahe. Vipada Santuna Swasta Tata Sat Jagadguru. Oh Jagadguru, you give me the difficulty. Vipatti, you always give me sorrow. Why? Saswata, always. Tatra Tat Jagadguru, and we will feel the presence of the Lord everywhere, then and there. Bhavato darsanam, we will see you. And what will happen? Yat tasyat apunar bhava darsanam. Because of your darsan, there will not be no more birth. Khatam. So you give me sorrow. If you give me sorrow, then I will remember you. If I remember you, I will get your darsan. When I get your darsan, mukti. So give me sorrow always. Then in the stuti also she tells the reasons for the incarnation of the Lord. And she gives four reasons. First reason why you took birth to enhance the kirti of Yaduvans. Reason of your incarnation, O Lord, is to increase the glory, kirti of Yaduvans. Second, others say you gave boon to Sutapa and Prishni. Now they have come as a Vasudev and Devaki. So that is why you have taken incarnation. And third, Brahmaji requested you because Prithvi is full of wicked persons and he wanted that you come and remove all those wicked persons. And four, Bhavesmin klishyamananam abhidya kama karma bhi. Did you listen what I said? Abhidya kama karma bhi. It's from here, Bhagavat. This is Anarthakari Parampara. Bhave asmin klishyamananam avidya kama karmi bhi shravanasya svarnasya arni karishyan niti kechana. And some say that you came to remove the anarthakari parampara, which is avidya, kam, karma. What is avidya? What is our ignorance? Not knowing my own true nature is our ignorance, avidya. I don't know my true nature. Not knowing my true nature, what I feel now, I am complete, I am Poorn, I am Brahman, I am Satchidanand. Not knowing that I am Satchidanand, I don't know, need anything of the world. Being a Satchidanand, I need nothing of the world. Not knowing, I feel I am not complete, I am not Ananda Swarup. I want something from the world to make myself complete. From avidya came the kaam. Why kaam came? I feel I am not complete. To make myself complete, I desire something of the world. Will it make me permanently happy?
No.
Why? Huh?
Temporary.
Because whole world is temporary. Is limited in time. Whole world. Even if I get the whole world, will I be happy? Permanent happy I will never become. Avidya, kaam, because the desire has come, now I will act. And the moment I act, this anarthakari parampara will continue. It will form a vasana, from vasana, again kaam, again karma. Continuously this is going on. The fourth region, Kunti says that you have come to find out ways and means how the jiva can come out of this anarthakari parampara. I hope you will never forget now avidya kam karma. I have sravana smarana aharni karishan niti kechana. And this can be removed by the sravana bhagavat katha. Sravana. And after Sravan, what we have to do? Smaran. Smaran means mananam. What we are doing? Only Sravanam, no mananam. So if you do the mananam, then it will give you the result. So thereafter, the whole stuti, I am not going word by word, all the stuti, we have all covered that. Then what did Lord do? Lord smiled after listening to the hymn of the stuti. Then again started thinking that now I will proceed to Dwarka. Who came first and obstructed? Uttara. Now he is ready. Uttara job is done. Then, now coming Yudhishthir. Yudhishthir is depressed. What has happened to Yudhishthir? He is thinking that I have killed all those people. Although Vyas and other people told him. Who was the other people? Lord Krishna had told him. You need not worry about this thing. This is a dharma yuddha and all that was said. But he was not convinced. He said, no, no, no. Then he was advised also do some yajna. By yajna you can atone your sins. Then he was thinking, I have killed so many people and in yajna I will be doing again sacrifice. How a sacrifice can atone another sacrifices? These arguments. But he was not convinced. He was still thinking that he has killed so many people. He considered that Bala, Dvish, Shruhan, Mitra, Pitra, Bhatra, Gurudha, I am slayer of all these children, Brahman, friends, relatives, father, brother, guru. And that was not the right act. Although the people said, Raja can do all these things. But he was not convinced. Then all of them in the ninth chapter, he said, they went to Bhishma Pitama where he was lying. Others were cremated and their tarpan was done. Now they are coming to the battlefield where Bhishma Pitama was lying on bows of arrows. Why didn't he die? Ichamati. Good. Iti bhita pradhat rohat sarva dharma vivisaya tato vinasanam pragat yatra deva brato apapat. Dev, who was Devrat? Bhishma Pitamah's name was Devrat. Apatat, he was lying there. They all came. Lord Krishna also came. Pandavas also came. Pranemu Pandava Bhishma Sanugasa Chakrina. Pranemu Pandava Bhishma. Bhishma. And all the prostrate, including Lord Krishna. Sahachakrina, the Lord with Chakra. He also did. Who were present there? Tatra Brahma Rishi. Brahmans were there. Sarva Deva Rishishcha. Sarva, all Deva Rishis were present at that time. Raj Rishishcha Tatrasam Drishtum Bharata Pungavam. They all came to see Bhishma Pitamah. How this great man is going to leave his body.
Parvato Narada Dhammo Bhagavan Badarayana Vridhasya Bhardvasya Sishyo Renukasuta Parusram
Vasishtha and lot of other peoples, everybody was there. Then Bhishma was addressing the Pandav. Aho kastam aho anyayam yaduyam dharma nandana jivatam naharta klishtam vipur dharma chutasraya.
Even the Lord was always with you, you had to suffer so much.
Lord was always with you, but still the suffering was always there.
Sarve kal kritam manne. I consider this is because of the time. It is the kal which determines.
Earlier also it was said, it was the kal which is determining everything. Then he declared something. And what was that?
Esa vai Bhagavan Sachad Adyo Narayana Puman. This is Narayan, this is Sachat.
Only he knew he is Narayan. He has taken a form. Moho Yan Maya Lokam Guda Charita Vishnu. He has taken a form and deluded everybody. Nobody knows about that. He is the Narayan himself in come in this form.
And how many people knew that he is the Narayan?
Only three people.
Asya anubhavam bhagavan veda guhyatam Shiva.
Lord Shiva knew that the Narayan is there.
Devarsi Narad, he knew that Lord Krishna is Narayan. Satchat bhagavan kapilo nipayata, Kapil.
He knew that, only three people knew that the Narayan has come this one. And Bhishma Pitamah is declaring in front of everybody, he is Narayan. He has taken the form, he is the Satchat Narayan.
And what is his grace?
You see, tatha api ekant bhaktesu pasya bhupa anukampitam.
See his anukampa, see his grace
for the bhakta, what he is doing.
Yanme sansatuja say, I want to leave my prana. Sachat Krishna darsanam agata.
He has come in person to bless me. For a devotee, Lord is coming and standing. And the bhakta is saying, you stand in this position, in the so much a smiling face, I want to see your face in this form. Lord did that.
Then after that, Sut said, Yudhishthir adhakaranya sayanam sarpanjare aprachya vividhan rishinam chana srunvanatam.
Then Yudhishthir asked him many questions. Whatever doubt he had, he already got it clarified from Vedvyasji and Krishnaji, but he didn't accept them. He is asking Bhishma Pitamah. And Bhishma Pitamah gave him all types of duties of Raja, general duties, duties how to do the give dana, and everything he told him.
Dan dharman, Raj dharman, Mocha dharman, Vibhagasa, Stri dharman, Bhagwan dharman, Samakhyan, Vyasav, Samasabhyakha Sayogata.
And he told him about all these dharma. Then after that, Bhishma Stuti to the Lord. Now Bhishma is doing Stuti. We have seen the Stuti of Arjun first. Arjun, when did he, when he was Dukhi, when he saw the Brahmastra was coming. Then Kunti, she was not in any sorrow. Now Bhishma Pitamah, no dukh, no sukh. Why no dukh? He was lying on boj of arrow. Why there was no dukkha? Do you think there was no dukkha? Lord was standing in front of him. When the Lord is there, there cannot be any sorrow. All sorrows gone at that time. Then he did the stuti. Then after that, how he left his body, that is beautifully said here. Krishna evam bhagavati mano vaga drishti vritti bhi atmanne atmanavesya so antasvasa uparamata. Lord was standing in front of him. Krishna eva bhagavati, Bhishma Pitama united his mind with the Lord. Mana, vaga. Vaga means speech, organs of actions. The vaga represents all organs of action. That all organs of actions were also offered to the Lord. Drishti, drishti represents organs of perception. Five organs of perceptions also given to the Lord. So organs of action, organs of perception, mind. Vrittivi, all thoughts with the Lord. Atmani, atmanavesya, and thus putting everything in the Atman, in the Lord. So antasvasa uparamata, be united with the Lord. Antasvasa. So what is to be done at the anta time? You see, everywhere, whenever is anybody is leaving this body, again and again, again and again, it is said in Bhagavad Katha that what you have to do. And for doing that, the practice to be done throughout life. If you think I have known the formula at the time of death I will remember, Lord, it will never happen. You have to practice. Then after the Bhishma Pitama left the body, what happened? Tatra dundabhyo nedu deva manava badita. Devata, manava and all that, they started, played the drums. And Puspa Vrishtiya there was. Puspa Vrishti at that time. Then after that, in the 10th chapter, it is about the Lord going to Dwaraka now. After killing all those terrorists and all those Kauravas, now the Yudhishthira has taken the reign of the kingdom. Then Saunak again asked him how he ruled with his brothers after that. Nisamya Bhishma Okta Tatha Achyuta Oktam Pravitta Vijnana Vidhuta Vibhrama. Now, after being guided by Vedvyasji and Lord Krishna, his all delusions were over when he met Bhishma Pitama, and then he came back and with his own brothers all followed whatever Yudhishthirji said. The rule was righteous rule. Then what happened? The nature also helped. How the nature helped? Kamam bhavarsa parjanna. Clouds rained according to the need. Then sarva kama dudhamahi mahi prithvi. Earth became fertilized. Sishichu cha sambrajan gava payo soda swati mruda. And the cows gave overflowing milk. So everything was very good. Nadya samudra kriya, everything. And something more happened. Na adayo vyadadeha klesa deva bhuta atma hetave. There was no klesa. And the klesa come from how many places?
Three places.
Three places. What are those?
Adibhati.
This is written here. Klesa deva bhuta atma. Written in Bhagavad. Hetava. And free from all these troubles, he was ruling very well. But when the Lord was starting to go, they were very, very depressed. Why? Satsangat mukta dusanga. Because of the satsanga, all dusanga goes away.
हातुम नो हत्सवे बुध कीर्तमानम यशो यस्य सकृदा कर्ण रोचनम. इवन इफ यू लिसन सत्संग वंस योर दुख विल गो. एंड इट इज सीन एनी सोरोफुल पर्सन ही कम्स टू द भागवत कथा आफ्टर द एंड ऑफ द भागवत यू विल फाइंड ही हैज फॉरगॉटन हिज सोरो. आफ्टर वन एंड हाफ आवर यू विल फाइंड ही इज हैप्पी. बट थिंक अबाउट दिस पांडवस. तस्मिन् न्यस्त धीय पार्था सहिरन विरहम कथम दर्शनम स्पंसरम संलापन शयनम आसनम भोजन. इवन इफ यू हैव ए सत्संग फॉर वन टाइम सकृत वन टाइम ओनली यू आर रिलीज फ्रॉम ऑल दुख. बट दिस पांडव वी आर विद द लॉर्ड ऑलवेज हैविंग द दर्शन हैविंग द स्पर्शन टचिंग हिम संलापन टॉकिंग टू हिम शयनम स्लीपिंग टूगेदर आसनम सिटिंग आसन भोजन ही टेकिंग फूड ऑल्सो. एक बार मिलने से कितना लाभ. नाउ देवर होल लाइफ देवर एंजॉइंग दिस सत्संग विद द लॉर्ड. देन मृदंग शंख भैरियस्य वीणा पनव गोमुखा दीज ऑल ड्रम्स एंड ऑल दैट दे स्टार्टेड ब्लोइंग. देन प्रसाद शिखा उड़ा करुणार्यो दिदृश्य कुरु नारीस कुरुवंशी नारी दे वर ऑल स्टैंडिंग ऑन द रूफ. बिब्रिच्छु कुसमई दे वर सर्विंग द फ्लावर्स ऑल्सो. देन स्तुति बाई द लेडीज ऑफ हस्तिनापुर इज देयर बिकॉज लॉर्ड इज लिविंग हस्तिनापुर. वॉट इज हस्तिनापुर वेयर इज हस्तिनापुर न्यू दिल्ली. दिल्ली इज हस्तिनापुर एंड वेयर लॉर्ड इज गोइंग टू द्वारका. वेयर इज दैट द्वारका वेस्ट फ्रॉम नॉर्थ to west he will be going. So they all were praising him. Sa ek iso jagat atma lila srijat tati vrityati na tatra sajjate. Ya ek iso is the Ishwar who is creating, sustaining and dissolving everything. But na tatra sajjate. But he is not associated with this thing. He is never enchanted by that. He is never affected by that. एंड जितेंद्रिया निर्जित महात्मा ऋषि ने दे योगी जितेंद्रिय दो यू हैव कंट्रोल देयर सेंसेस दे लुक फॉर हिम ही इज द पर्सन. यू सी द कुरुवंशी नारी दे ऑल्सो न्यू अबाउट दिस थिंग दैट ही इज द ईश्वर. देन आफ्टर दैट इन 11th चैप्टर वी फाइंड ही हैज रीच्ड द्वारका. एंड व्हाट युधिष्ठिर डिड अजात शत्रु प्रतिनाम गोपी था या मधुतिश परेभ्य संकेत स्नेहात प्रायुंगत चतुरंगिनी. लॉर्ड वॉज गोइंग दे थॉट दैट वी मस्ट प्रोटेक्ट लॉर्ड सो वी सेंट चतुरंगिनी सेना. व्हाट इज चतुरंगिनी सेना. फोर टाइप्स ऑफ सेना चतुरंगी सोल्जियर्स समवेयर ऑन चैरियट नंबर टू समवेयर ऑन हॉर्सेस थ्री समवेयर ऑन एलिफेंट. चतुरंगी सेना देन टू प्रोटेक्ट होम लॉर्ड. चतुरंगी सेना देन दे ऑल्सो एकम्पनी पांडव ऑल्सो एकम्पनी फॉर सम डिस्टेंस. देन आफ्टर लॉर्ड सेड नाउ यू गो बैक. देन लॉर्ड क्रॉस्ड मेनी सिटीज नॉर्मली फ्रॉम नॉर्थ टू वेस्ट देर मेनी सिटीज एंड रिसीव मेनी गिफ्ट. देन ही रीच देयर. Then in Dwarka what they did, all people greeted him like we greet rising sun with the Deepak. Similarly, all of them gave him the gift. And they said, Tave mat mathata suprati pita. You are our mother, you are our Sruhit, you are Pati, you are our master, you are Pita, you are father, Tam Sadgurun. You are Guru and Param Devata and you are supreme for us. Aho Sanatha Bhavata. We were Anath. Now we have become Sanath. Now you will protect us. When you were not there, there was nobody to protect us. So we have become Sanatha. Then after listening to all those hymns and everything, they were Gopur Dwar Margesu. Festoons, gates and all things were made.
So how they welcome Lord in Dwarka? Nat Nartak Gandharva Sut Magad Bandina Gayanti Cha Uttam Sloka Charitana Dhutani. They were not actors were there. They were dancers, they were singers, etc., etc. They were doing all those things, performing everything. Then Lord Yathayukta welcomed everybody, gave them his greetings. Now he is entering his own palace to meet his parents. Pravishtastu griham pitro parishvakta samatribhi babande sirsa sapta devaki pramukhamuda. How he prostrated? Sirsa.
Sastanga.
Sastanga pranam. And how do we meet our parents?
Hi.
Hari Om Vinayavurta, we say hi. Now in the 12th chapter is about the birth of Parikshit. Saunakji is asking again to Suji, tell me about the Parikshit. We know that Lord protected him, but what happened about his birth, his karma, and about his death, we want to know. Tad idam srotum ichhamu gaditam yadi manyase. We want to know is this thing. But if you think we are fit to hear of this thing from you, then you tell. I want to know. Now you decide whether we are fit. Yadi manyase. Then you tell us. It was said that Dharmaraja Yudhishthira ruled over the country as a father of a family. Everybody was happy there. He had no worldly desires. This is the guna of Raja. He had no worldly desires. And he had unlimited wealth. And he performed many, many yajnas. Martu garbha gato virasa tada bhrigunandana dadarsa purusam kinchidhaya mano astra tejasa. Parikshit saw that somebody is protecting him, some purusa continuously with a shining mukut. And when he came out, he was also looking for the same person, very that God. And Lord had disappeared. Tasya pritamanam raja vipridhomya kripadibhi jatakam karamayasa vache itva cha mangalam. And after that, jatakarma was done. The first sanskar is the jatakarma. Before that also, the garbha sanskar sardeva, then now the jatakarma was done. How the jatakarma is to be done? What did Yudhishthira do? Hiranyam gam mahim graman hatas hasti aswan patir baran pradastanam cha viprebhya prajatirtham sa tirthavat. Gold, hiranyam. Gold is to be given. Gam, cows. Mahim, lands, donations. Graman, villages. Hasti, elephant. Aswan, horses. Niprati baran. Raja Yudhishthira gave all this on behalf of his birth of grandson. Pradastam annam, and gave food also. King knew the values of the gift at this time. Then the Namkaran was done. What was the Namkaran? Tasmat namna Vishnurat iti loke brihasrava. His name was Vishnurat, because protected by Lord Vishnu. Then Yudhishthira said, tell me about Janampatri. He is born, now decide how will be his life. So his life was described by the Brahmins. He will be like Ram for revering holy men and truthfulness. In charity he will be like King Sivi of Usinar. In performing yajna, he will be like Bharat, son of Dushyanta. In archery, he will be like Sahasrabahu Arjun. See the qualities, one by one qualities, which Parikshit will have. He will be like formidable like fire, inseparable like ocean, in valor like lion, lordliness like Himalaya, patience like prithvi, love like parents, and impartial like Brahma, the creator. And he will protect everybody like Vishnu. With all sadgun, he will be liberal in the gift like Rantidev. He will be righteous like Yayati. He will be firm and courageous like Bali. He will have a Krishna bhakti like Prahlad. And he will perform many asma megha yajna. But tachagadatmano mrityu dvijaputro prasarjitat praptasyatta uprasitta mukta sanga padam hare. But he will be beaten by tachak. And at that time he will renounce everything and hold on to the feet of the Lord. That is what he will do. इति राज्ञे उपादिश्य विप्रा जात गोविदा लब्धा अपचित्य सर्वे प्रतिजोगु स्वकान गृहान. दे ऑल द ब्राह्मण दे टुक देयर दक्षिणा एंड दे वेंट होम. ट्वेल्थ चैप्टर इज ओवर. इन द 13th चैप्टर इज अबाउट द विदुर जी. विदुर जी गेव उपदेश टू धृतराष्ट्र. हु वाज विदुर? Former Yama and brother of? Brother of? Dhritarashtra and? You see, there was a Raja of Hastinapur, Vichitravirya. The name itself will tell you his character, Vichitravirya. He died childless. And then his queens were Ambika and Ambalika. Then mother of Vichitravirya called for her another son, Vyasadeva. Because Vichitravirya died childless, so how the Raj will go on? The Ved Vyasi. So Ved Vyasi was not good looking, horrible looking. He said that, you see that they get the child. And these queens were sent, Ambika and Ambalika. So Ambika, the moment he saw Ved Vyasi, see, closed her eyes. And the son was blind. And another, Ambalika, she became pale. And the son born was Pandu. Then the mother of Vichitravirya again said, no, we want some healthy child, this and that. So this time again said to Ambalika, you go. She sent her maid servant. And the maid servant came, Vidur. So Vidur was very knowledgeable. When he advised the Pandavas, Kauravas and Dhritarashtra not to fight and all these things, they did not listen to him. He went for Tirthyatra. So from Tirthyatra, when he came back, they all welcomed him. Then Yudhishthira asked him, how did you support yourself in the Tirtha Brahman? Tell us. And where did you visit all those Tirtha? You also tell about that. And did you meet Lord Krishna and other relatives? Then Vidurji said, Iti Yukta Dharmarajena Sarvatata Samavanata Yatha Anubhutam Kramasa. He told everything. Kramasa. Whatever question was asked, Kramasa serially he told. Bina Yudukulum Chayam. He knew about that the Yudukul is destroyed. Lord has disappeared. Lord is no more there. But he didn't tell that part. Why? Because Mahatma never want to give you sorrow. They will tell you everything. But they will never give you, because Yudhishthira is pure hearted. The moment he will listen about the Lord Krishna and Yadukul Chai, he will be grieved. So he didn't say anything. Because news will come ultimately. What else can he do? At that time, nothing can be done. So he didn't tell anything about that. Then after that, Dhritarashtra's departure, Vidu advised him that you have lived so much of time, you have seen everything, and then now the time is approaching fast, the bad time is coming, the body will drop, now you leave. Why you are staying here? Pitra, bhatra, surat, putra, hataste, bigatam baya.
Everybody is killed.
Atma cha jaryagrasta, your body is also weak now. Parghe upasase, you are staying in others' house. Not only that, Vidur said, Bhima pavarjitam pindam adatte griha palabat, you are taking a pindam, a ball of rice, what you can say, like a idli something, a ball of rice. You are being given this ball of rice by Bhima, like it is given to a dog, and you are staying here. Then after that, Raja Vidur, with his wife Gandhari, Dhritarashtra with his wife, left. And Vidur also left with them, you know. Vidur also went.
Then next morning, Ajatasatru Kritam Maitro Hutagni Vipran Natva Til Go Bhumi Rukmai.
Yudhishthir came next morning after doing his Sandhya Bandhan and Agni Hotradi. Then he gave Dan also of Til Go, cow, Bhumi, land and Rukmai, gold. Yudhishthir used to do this thing every day. Do we do this thing in a year?
We have already discussed, if you all ask an ignorant person to do all these things, I mean, like Ved Vyasi said, okay, you do the sacrifice, people became non-vegetarian immediately. Because of the sacrifice, you eat it. Now this has become prasad. But you ask people, give dan. Today is Purnima, it is good day, you should give dan. They will not give. They will not give. This is because of vasana. In BMI chart we have got na V for vasana. It is because of vasana. They will not give. So Ajatasatru, then he asked Sanjay, have you seen where have this gone? Dhritarashtra is blind and Gandhari is also, Putra Sok is there so much, and Vidur, I don't see where have they gone. Have they drowned themselves in the Ganges? They must be feeling very bad. Where have they gone? Then Sanjay says, no, I also don't know. At that time, Naradji came. When Naradji came, then he Yudhishthir asked Naradji, what has happened? You know everything, you tell me. Then Naradji said, Dhritarashtra saha bhatra gandhara cha sabharaya dachinena himvat rishi nam ashram gataha. Where has he gone? Bole, he has gone to the southern side of the Himalaya, to a Rishi ashram, and with Gandhari and with Vidurji, they have gone there. And there, what he is doing now, Jitasana Jitswasa Pratyahata Sarindriya, Jitasana, he is sitting in his asana, Jit Prana, he has done his pranayam, and Pratyahata Sarindriya, all the indriyas he has withdrawn, Hari Bhavanaya, and he is doing the Hari Bhavanaya. You see, in everywhere you will find the same pattern is being told. What is to be done at the time of death? Hari Vasanaya Dvasta Rajastama Rajasattva Tamomalaha. And he has gone beyond three guna, Raja, Sattva, and Tama. And he also declared at that time, in 5 days, Sava Adya Tanada Rajan Parata Panchamehani. In 5 days, he will leave his body. So don't disturb them. The Vidur was present there, he saw the death of those people, and then Vidur again went away for Tirthyatra from there. In 14th chapter, 14th chapter, did we do 14th chapter? No.
We'll start.
Okay. So we'll take up on the next day. 14th chapter we have not seen our before the summer?
No.
Okay, then we check up. So we have done up to 13 we have done. So on 14th chapter we'll see. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya
purnameva vasishyate. Om shanti shanti shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.